Welcome in. Today we're building a repeatable little weapon for jungle and old school drum and bass in Ableton Live 12. The vinyl heat fill workflow. The goal is simple. You're going to make a one bar fill that feels like it was snatched off a dusty record, but it still hits with modern punch. Then we'll resample it, so it becomes one piece of audio you can drop anywhere in an arrangement, chop again, reverse, warp, whatever you want, with that printed character baked in. Settle in. Open Live 12. And let's get you a fill that makes the drop feel bigger. First, session setup. Put your tempo somewhere between 165 and 174 BPM. If you're not sure, pick 170. Turn on the metronome just for a minute while you lay things out. In arrangement view, think in phrases. We're going to do an 8-bar loop where bars 1 through 7 are your main groove, and bar 8 is your fill. This is classic DNB phrasing, and it's going to help your music sound spoken and intentional instead of random. Now choose your drum source. You've got two beginner-friendly paths. Option A is the classic jungle move. Grab a break loop. Amen-ish, think-ish, funky drummer-ish. Whatever you've got, drag it onto an audio track. In the clip settings, turn warp on. Set warp mode to beats. Set preserve to transients. Set the transient loop mode to forward. Then adjust the envelope. Start around 70 to 90. Higher values clamp the transients harder, which can get clicky. Lower values let more natural tail through. For jungle, you usually want it tight, but not robot tight. If you hear little ticks after slicing later, you'll back this off a touch or use tiny fades. Option B is a drum rock, kick, snare, hats. Clean and modern. It works great, but if you want instant old-school energy, the break loop is the easiest on-ramp. For this lesson, I'm assuming you're using a break, but the workflow applies either way. Now we build the fill rhythm. Duplicate your main drum clip so you've got a copy dedicated to the fill. Then isolate bar 8. Here's a teacher tip that will save you from the most common beginner problem. Pick a hero transient and protect it. In jungle fills, it's usually the last snare or the snare on beat 4. The listener needs at least one clear snare that says, "We're still in the bar, we're still counting." So we can get chaotic, but we keep one snare hit mostly unmangled as an anchor. Trim your fill clip so it's exactly one bar. Then start micro chopping. In arrangement view, zoom in enough to see transients clearly. Use split on transients CMD or Ctrl plus E to cut a few slices near the end of the bar. You don't need to slice the whole thing. Beginners tend to overchop. You only need a handful of slices, especially in the last beat or the last half bar. Rearrange 1 to 3 small slices near the end of the bar. The trick is, make it feel like a human grabbed the record and did something sneaky for a moment, then the groove snaps back. Now add the stutter right before the drop. Take a snare slice and repeat it. Start with an 8-note feel, then go faster to 16ths right at the very end. Keep it short, half a bar maximum. Often, one beat is enough. If you want a super easy classic shape, do this question and answer fill. On beat 3, do a small stutter. That's the question. On beat 4, do one clean snare with the tail. That's the answer. It sounds intentional, it sounds classic, and it's way easier than trying to be complex for the whole bar. Quick click prevention note. After slicing audio, use fades like a surgeon. Tiny fades, just a few milliseconds, on slice edges can remove those annoying clicks. In live, you can drag the fade handles a little clip. If you consolidate later, it often behaves even better. Cool. Now we're going to add the vinyl heat character with a simple stock Ableton chain. And I want you thinking in stages, not just throw devices on and hope. Stage 1 is timing and chops. Stage 2 is character, like dirt and wobble. Stage 3 is punch control. Stage 4 is resample. Stage 5 is final polish. So on your fill track, add this device chain in this order. EQ8, then saturator, then drum bus, then glue compressor, then utility. Let's set them up. EQ8 first. We are cleaning and shaping before we distort, so the distortion reacts to the sound we actually want. Add a high pass filter at around 30 to 45 Hz. Use a steep slope, like 24 dB per octave. This is big. You do not want your fill dragging low-end rumble into the drop. High passing responsibly is one of the most pro-sounding habits you can build. If the break sounds boxy, do a gentle dip around 200 to 350 Hz. Don't carve it to death. Just a small reduction if you hear mud. If the break is too dull, you can add a very subtle shelf up around 8 to 10 kHz. But keep it tasteful. Jungle breaks can get harsh fast once we start adding crunch. Now saturator. Set it to analog clip. Turn soft clip on. Drive somewhere between 2 and 6 dB. Then compensate the output so you're not just getting louder. That's a key discipline. Match the loudness so you can actually hear the change in character. Next, drum bus. This is where we blend modern punch with that gritty edge. Set drive between 5 and 15% depending on taste. Crunch between 5 and 25% for that crackly, worn texture. Boom can stay low 0 to 20% but be careful on fills. Too much boom makes the fill feel like it's stepping on your drop. Now the money knob. Transients. Push it somewhere between plus 5 and plus 20 to get that snap back after saturation. If it gets fizzy, use the damp control to tame the top. Next, glue compressor. This is that classic brake glue, the thing that makes it feel like one piece. Try an attack around 3 milliseconds. Release on auto ratio 2 to 1 or 4 to 1. Aim for about 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on the peaks. You're not trying to smash it. You're trying to pull the slices into the same world. If you've got soft clip available here, you can turn it on for extra safety on peaks. Then utility for gain staging. Level match the fills so it's not wildly louder than your main drums. And here is a crucial coaching point. Before we resample, aim for peaks around minus 6 dB on the fill track. That gives you headroom so you don't accidentally print clipping, and your saturation decisions are clearer. You can always make it louder after it's printed. Now we add the vinyl sole, noise, wobble, and space. But controlled. Jungle is contrast. If you bathe everything in effects, it stops feeling special. First, vinyl noise layer. Make a new audio track called Vinyl Noise. Drop in a vinyl crackle sample, or a hiss recording, or any noise source you've got. EQ it so it doesn't mess with your low end. High pass it around 200 to 400 Hz. Optionally low pass around 8 to 12 kHz if it's too bright. Now sidechain it slightly to your drum so it breathes. Add a compressor on the noise track. Turn on sidechain. Choose your fill or drum track as the input. Ratio around 2 to 1. Fast attack. Medium release. And only 1 to 2 dB of ducking. The point is, the noise sits behind the drums instead of sitting on top of them. You can also automate the noise volume so it ramps up during the fill and disappears on the drop. That's a really clean way to make the fill feel dusty, without making the whole track sound like a lo-fi filter. Next, subtle pitch wobble. This is a gesture, not a detune disaster. You can do it with shifter in pitch mode, and automate the phi amount by plus or minus 5 to 15 cents in the last half bar. Or for the classic jungle pitch dip, automate the clip transpose down 1 to 3 semitones for just the last eighth note. Quick and cheeky. If you want an even safer version, do it only on the last eighth note and pair it with a tiny volume dip. It hints at a tape stop vibe without wrecking your groove. Now, reverb tail. This is the moment where the fill breathes and the drop slams back in. Set up hybrid reverb on a return track or directly on the fill if you prefer. For a jungle-friendly tail, try a pre-delay of 10 to 25 milliseconds, decay around 0.6 to 1.2 seconds, and high cut around 6 to 10 kHz. Then automate the reverb send so only the last snare blooms. Not the whole bar, just the last hit. Teacher note, reverb tails feel longer at fast tempos than you think. If it feels messy, shorten it or high cut it harder. Make the tail musical, not random. Alright, now we do the core move. Resampling. Create a new audio track called Fill Resampled. Set its input to resampling. Arm the track. Now solo your fill, or loop just that one bar. It record and capture one bar, or two bars if you want the reverb tail printed. Then consolidate, CMD or Control plus J, so it becomes one clean audio clip. This is the magic. You just committed the vibe. Now your fill is a single piece of audio you can drag around your arrangement. Reuse every 8 or 16 bars, and it'll sound consistent. You can warp it in beats mode for extra stutters, reverse tiny bits, fade edges, all of that. But now it's one object you can control. Now post-resample punch. This is where you get that modern hit without losing the vintage soul you just printed. On the resampled fill clip, add EQ 8, high pass again around 30 to 45 Hz. If it's cloudy, a small cut around 250 Hz. Then add a light saturator. Drive just 1 to 3 dB, soft clip on. This is more like polish than character building. Then a limiter to catch spikes. Set the ceiling around minus 0.3 dB. Don't crush it, just keep it controlled. Placement and leveling tip. Your fill should usually be a little quieter than the drop. A good starting point is 1 to 3 dB quieter than your main drum bus. The fill is the ramp, the drop is the impact. Now let's talk arrangement strategy, so you actually use this like a producer. Classic. One bar fill every 8 bars. Bigger fill every 16 bars, maybe with the reverb tail and pitch dip. Before a breakdown, you can go longer, add a filter sweep, maybe print a 2-bar version with tail. Before a drop, keep it tight and stuttery and keep the sub clean. A really classic jungle move is last snare with reverb tail, then a hard cut, then the drop. That hard cut is part of the drama. And here's an easy pro energy automation idea. From bar 5 to bar 8, slowly increase just one thing. Hat density, or your noise layer, or a little reverb send on tiny ghost hits. Then the fill feels like the peak of a ramp, not a random interruption. Quick common mistakes to avoid. Don't let the fill get louder than the drop. If the fill outshouts the drop, your track feels backwards. Don't leave too much low end in the fill. It will smear your first kick on the drop. High pass is your friend. Don't overwarp the break. If the envelope is too tight in beats mode, it gets clicky and robotic. Back off the envelope or use fades. Don't overdo vinyl noise. Noise should be felt, not announced. Duck it. Automate it and keep it in its lane. And don't put reverb everywhere. Jungle is contrast. Reverb is a moment. If you want to push into darker or heavier DNB, here are a couple quick upgrades.